The Democrat, hoping to win another stint as attorney general in next week's election, says he'll continue to hold the pharmaceutical industry accountable for contributing to Kentucky's opioid crisis. Greg Stumbo spoke today to the Bowling Green Noon Rotary Club. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. Stumbo says he wants to finish what he started. As Kentucky's former attorney general, he brought a lawsuit against Purdue Pharma that was later settled under Attorney General Jack Conway for $24 million. As a private attorney now, Stumbo has helped Attorney General Andy Beshear file 9 lawsuits against drug manufacturers and distributors. Stumbo says he thinks Kentucky's cases are stronger than the one that went to trial this summer in Oklahoma that resulted in a $500 million verdict against Johnson & Johnson. Stumbo says he would seek a judgment between $4.5 to $5 billion. If elected next week to another term as AG, the Prestonsburg Democrat says he'll also consider criminal charges against drug company executives.
If you look at the number of deaths that are occurring, that's a mass murder if you think about it.
Stumbo says the state can't incarcerate itself out of the opioid crisis. He thinks criminal charges should be reserved for company executives while addicts receive treatment and other support services. Stumbo is running against Republican Daniel Cameron, who practices at a Louisville law firm and formerly served as general counsel for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.